News, number 11.
Francis Alonso, VOA News. President Clinton has underscored his interest in U.S. reconciliation with Iran after 20 years of hostile relations. VOA's David Gullis has this late report from the White House.
Following up on Secretary of State Albright's overture to Iran Wednesday, Mr. Clinton said the United States is ready for genuine reconciliation, provided Iran moves away from support of terrorism, exports of dangerous weapons, and opposition to Middle East peace efforts. In a talk with reporters here, Mr. Clinton said he will actively seek the better ties proposed by President Mohammad Khatami after his election last year.
We are exploring what the future might hold. We've not changed our principles, our ideas, or our objectives. We believe Iran is changing in a positive way, and we want to support that.
Aides say Mr. Clinton is preparing a message to the Iranian people to be broadcast in connection with the U.S.-Iran World Cup football match next Sunday. David Gullis, VOA News, The White House.
President Clinton has named diplomatic troubleshooter Richard Holbrooke to be U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. Mr. Holbrooke would replace Bill Richardson as U.N. ambassador. Mr. Clinton nominated Mr. Richardson to be energy secretary. In its first report on the nuclear strength of the South Asian rivals India and Pakistan, the respected military magazine Jane's Intelligence Review says Pakistan appears to have exhausted a significant part of its arsenal during last month's nuclear tests. The magazine says Pakistan's arsenal is estimated to be between 6 and 12 nuclear weapons. India, on the other hand, is believed to have between 20 and 60 nuclear weapons. The magazine says India's estimate is based on the amount of weapons-grade plutonium produced by the country's two research nuclear reactors. Russian President Boris Yeltsin's new economic envoy, Anatoly Chubais, says the country needs $10 to $15 billion in financial aid to stabilize the markets. VOA correspondent Michelle Kellerman reports from Moscow.
Mr. Chubais is wasting no time. Just one day after he was named the president's envoy to international financial institutions, he told reporters he will be seeking up to $15 billion. He is to lead negotiations with the International Monetary Fund next week. The government earlier said it would work on its own to maintain the ruble and restore investor confidence, but even President Yeltsin Thursday said the government needs help. Of course we need support and investments, Mr. Yeltsin says. I've talked to leaders of several countries about this. Mr. Yeltsin defends his decision to appoint Mr. Chubais, who is respected outside Russia for his reform programs, but is a controversial figure here. Michelle Kellerman, VOA News, Moscow.
Indications the United States is prepared to continue supporting the yen in world currency markets help push the Japanese currency higher. The yen traded at 136.88 to the dollar in Tokyo today. And the U.S. trade deficit hit a record high of $14.5 billion in April as Asia's financial crisis hurt U.S. exporters. The Commerce Department reports U.S. exports on a variety of goods from commercial aircraft to farm products were lower. African mediators returned to Ethiopia and Eritrea today in another effort to end a month-long border war. We have details from VOA's Scott Stearns.
The African initiative is based on a U.S.-Rwandan plan that Eritrea opposes because it calls for the withdrawal of its troops from disputed territories as a prerequisite to formal talks on border issues. While Ethiopia has accepted the plan, Prime Minister Meles Zenawi says he still reserves the right to use force to defend Ethiopia if the Eritrean government in Asmara continues to refuse a peaceful settlement.
We believe a peaceful resolution of the problem is the only sane solution. Nevertheless, if insanity reigns in Asmara, sanity on the part of Addis Ababa alone will not be enough.
Eritrea says officials from the northern Ethiopian province of Tigray have been taking land along the border that belongs to them. Though both sides have agreed to stop their air war, thousands of ground troops remain in position. Scott Stearns, VOA News, East Africa Bureau.
At least 12 people have been wounded in a two-bomb blast in Pakistan's troubled southern port city of Karachi. The first bomb, hidden in a motorcycle, exploded near the entrance of the Karachi Stock Exchange. Minutes later, another bomb, hidden in a motorcycle as well, went off near a provincial government office building in Karachi. There has been no claim of responsibility. German Chancellor Helmut Kohl says his country would back military action to end the fighting in Kosovo if Yugoslav President Slobodan Milosevic fails to take the promised steps. Yugoslavia says it's ready to negotiate with the leaders of the provinces ethnic Albanian majority and rejects international mediation and calls for taking security forces out of Kosovo. I'm Francis Alonso, VOA News. Japan announced a timetable Monday for cleaning up its banking industry, but as Amy Bickers reports from VOA's Asia News Center, the move was not bold enough to halt a sharp slide in the yen.
The Japanese yen took a slide earlier Monday, dropping close to 139 yen to the dollar before edging up slightly. Dealers said there was disappointment in the currency market that Japan offered no concrete plans to bolster its economy at a weekend meeting with finance officials from around the world. On Monday, the Japanese finance ministry stopped the yen from falling further by hinting it would again intervene on the currency market to support the yen if necessary. Joint intervention from the United States and Japan last week lifted the yen from an 8-year low on the dollar. Japan is also facing renewed international pressure to solve its economic woes. U.S. Trade Representative Charlene Barshefsky said Monday that Japan must act as an engine of growth for Asia and help the region out of its current economic downturn. Amy Bickers at the VOA Asia News Center.
A senior U.S. finance official says Washington is committed to helping Indonesia with its economic crisis after meeting with Indonesian President B.J. Habibie in Jakarta. Deputy Treasury Secretary Lawrence Summers said the restoration of economic stability is a top priority for the United States. He added that Washington is prepared to provide Indonesia assistance in a range of economic and technology fields. A helicopter has rescued two stranded British climbers off Mount McKinley in Alaska. The weather cleared today and allowed the helicopter to pick up the British soldiers, Martin Spooner and Carl Bogart. The two had been stranded for 3 days. The two soldiers are being flown to a hospital for treatment. Chief Ranger Ken Kerr with the National Park Service says the climbers are well.
They seem to be in very good spirits on the radio. When we spoke to them, we dropped them a radio and some additional supplies and food earlier. And I think they're pretty happy to get off.
Ranger Ken Kerr. The United States and other European nations are recalling their ambassadors from Belarus because of a battle with the hardline government over diplomatic housing. The U.S. and European Union countries plan to ask Belarusian ambassadors and their capitals to leave as well. They say President Alexander Lukashenko has violated international diplomatic law by cutting power and water to their homes. The hardline leader says urgent repairs must be made. Czech President Václav Havel is expected to ask the head of the leftist Social Democratic Party to try to form a government after inconclusive elections that ended Saturday. VOA Central Europe correspondent Art Chimes reports from Prague on the considerable challenges of forming a new Czech government.
Miloš Zeman's Social Democrats have never been in a post-communist Czech government, and they may not be in this one either, despite the party's election victory. The left-of-center party will control 37% of parliament, but may not be able to assemble a workable coalition. In fact, some analysts say the rightist Civic Democrats, a former Prime Minister Václav Klaus, may be best placed to form a new government in a coalition with the two smallest parties. But whoever leads the new government, ideological differences and personal rivalries make most of the possible combinations problematic. Mr. Zeman himself referred to what he called the paradoxical possibility of his party being excluded from the government despite having won the most votes. Art Chimes, VOA News, Prague.
President Clinton, fighting back after the defeat of anti-tobacco legislation in the Senate, has announced the government will study cigarette brands used by underage smokers. At the White House today, Mr. Clinton said he has ordered the government to begin documenting which brands enjoy favor among smokers ages 12 through 17. He said the companies have acted irresponsibly with regard to teen smoking.
The tobacco company's automatic and angry dismissal of this new survey shows their continued disregard for their children's health and parents' concerns. We have a right to know. For years and years and years, they had information that proved tobacco was addictive and that demonstrated they were marketing to children. And they didn't think we had a right to know that either.
President Bill Clinton. An unidentified submarine has been found off the east coast of South Korea near the site where a North Korean vessel ran aground almost 2 years ago. South Korean military officials have confirmed that a sub is caught in the nets of a fishing vessel. Officials, however, have not confirmed a report by the Yonhap News Agency that the vessel is North Korean. I'm Frances Alonso, VOA News.